Dr. Saber getting office note on patient Jennifer Brown, BROWN, Jennifer, JENNIFER. Date of birth is 8/15/1964. Date of service is 7/1/2025. Pre paragraph, the patient is 60-year-old African-American female, referred to senior by Dr. Yusuf Adnan for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine. Pre paragraph, her past medical history includes the following: 1, morbid obesity, next, hypertension, next, diabetes mellitus type 2. She has been on Ozempic and Glipizide, next, diabetic neuropathy, next, seasonal allergies. Pupil paragraph, past surgical history includes left total knee replacement surgery and C-section. Pupil paragraph, allergy, she's allergic to codeine and causes itching. Pupil paragraph, social history, patient is widowed, she has had one child. She is a heavy smoker, one pack a day, no alcohol use, no current drug use. She has history of remote use of marijuana and of crack. She is currently on disability and has been a CNA in trade. Pupil paragraph, family history, father with diabetes mellitus type 2, hypertension and stroke, mother with diabetes mellitus type 2, hypertension and congestive heart failure. Pupil paragraph, review systems with no headache, occasion, no chest pain, occasion shortness of breath, heartburn positive, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, no diarrhea. She does have more constipation, no melanoma. She does have nocturia 4 to 5 times at night, no straining upon urination. She has incomplete bladder emptying. She does have urge and stress incontinence, and right lower extremity swelling on and off. All other systems are reviewed and are negative. Pure paragraph, immunization, she received 2 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Pure paragraph, current medications include amlodipine, furosemide, gabapentin, glipizide, meloxicam, and Ozempic. Pure paragraph, on physical examination, her vital signs are mentioned above, HMT, pupils are reacted to light and accommodation, injected conjunctival, and intake sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular venous extension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal edema, no tape, pure paragraph, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated in rhythm, normal sphenous sphenosunum, amateur, no friction, per lung activity or auscultation, no crackers or resistant abdomen south, no hepatomegaly, no spinomegaly, no guarding rebound or rigidity, extremities, there's trace edema in right lower extremities, pure paragraph. Investigations available to me. Unfortunately, I don't have her GFR this time. Her A1C was 6.8 last year, white count 11.6, hemoglobin 15.3, platelet count 437, BUN16, creatinine 1, estimated GFR 64, potassium 4.7, calcium is 11.7. Her TSH is 1.56, pure paragraph. Assessment and plan: 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 2. We are going to do a workup, including serologic workup and imaging studies. Patients to avoid meloxicam and all NSAIDs. She was counseled. Pure paragraph. Next, hypercalcemia. We're going to assess her parathyroid hormone status first. Further workup is going to be initiated according to the result. We are going to see her in 2-3 weeks to discuss the results of the workup and for further planning. Next, diagnosis. Morbid obesity, patient needs to lose weight. She was counseled. Next, hypertension. Uncontrolled at the current time, however. Patient will start lifestyle changes, and she's continuing with her current medications, and will review her blood pressure log from home and discuss further options, pure paragraph. Next, diabetic neuropathy, next season allergies, pure paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Yusuf, for allowing me to see your patient in consultation. I'll see you back in 2-3 weeks to discuss the workup and for further planning. I'll keep you updated on her progress and report. Thanks. CC Dr. Adnan Yusuf.